Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, it's a Wednesday afternoon. We have a Wednesday edition of Sue's News coming up here in a few moments. Fred is in the studio with us, as he usually is in the 4 o'clock hour.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
And our friend Alex Rich is here.
How are we doing?
How are you doing?
Can't complain.
I want to talk about what you're doing tonight with this film. He invited me to a screening of a movie. I have some responsibilities with my daughter in swimming, but this is very interesting, isn't it?
It is. It is. Well, do you have it pulled up there in front of you?
I don't.
It is basically...
I can because you sent this to me earlier.
A St. Louis guy, Brad Snitzer, he is a part of this film, and it's
called
pre-screening.
The Bridge.
The Bridge, okay. And basically what it is a little bit of a documentary about how music and after everything that happened on October 7th in Israel a couple years ago at the Nova Festival... he went over there and basically filmed a documentary with these people because he's part of a program that brings people together to basically jam out and, play music with your favorite rock star or like it's basically like a fantasy camp for for musicians.
Cool.
Right. And so they did like a version of this with some of the folks that were there, actually.
The survivors,
right. Yeah. And so it's a documentary about it, and they're doing the pre-screening tonight here in St. Louis at the Chase.
And there's a Q&A with the producer and the executive producer. Now, are these guys from St. Louis? Is there a St. Louis connection?
One of Brad is from St. Louis.
Okay.
David Fischoff, I think, is from St. Louis as well.
I know that
potentially.
Name.
I think he had something to do with Friends. In producing Friends.
This one says Kevin S. Bright of Friends.
Okay, Kevin Bright. Of Friends was the producer, but he's involved in this as well. I don't know that he'll be here tonight, but yeah, I'm doing a Q&A with them just about the film, and I think it's going to be really cool.
I'd love to see the movie for sure.
Released to the public, yeah.
Along the lines of movies and television and all that, I told Sue that, Fred, I mentioned this to you, that, you know, one of my best friends on the planet has become Andrew McCarthy, star of a lot of 1980s hits and things along those lines. I'm just waiting for Sue to chime in here and say something.
What can I say?
No, here's what happened. True story. So if you go back a few years, Andrew really did come into town. I interviewed him on Camo X. I found out he was a big baseball fan, and the Cardinals were in town that day, and I got him a ticket to the game. I can't even remember who they were playing. He was in to do a book tour, and I was going to go to the game with him. I really regret that I didn't go. But he was so nice because he actually emailed me right after and thanked me. And
that's really thoughtful.
It was thoughtful.
Yes.
So, you know, I had his email address. So when the movie on Hulu came out about the Brat Pack, I emailed him. And you might remember he emailed me like right away. Like within seconds. So Fred, we tried to get him on the air, but he was doing some filming.
He was going
somewhere.
Overseas somewhere.
Right. So Mark Judge, I'm gonna try to tie this together. Mark Judge, this is so weird, who's the guy who went to school with Brett Kavanaugh, and he was featured quite a bit during the Kavanaugh hearings and became a bit of a celebrity. He now contributes on a website. He writes for hotair.com. So Mark was a guest a few weeks ago on this show. And I follow him. We follow each other on Twitter. So when I was looking at Twitter this morning, I saw, let me see if I can pull this up because I can tell you exactly what the tweet said. I saw that Mark Judge said, I'm going to pull this up, Andrew McCarthy has a new book coming out about male friendship. I requested a review copy in an interview to 80s heartthrobs. He was obviously self-deprecating there. But the book is called Brat, my, the column is called Brat, My Parallel Life with Andrew McCarthy. But that's not the point. The point is, I look into this, and this is an interesting book that he wrote, and it's going to come out in the spring. It's called Who Needs Friends? An Unscientific Examination of Male Friendship Across America. Apparently, this was inspired by his own son's questions about friendships. So he traveled the country, and I emailed Andrew because we have the baseball connection, so I had to tell him that we're very frustrated here about the Cardinals in a total rebuild, and he indicated that he might very well be coming through St. Louis for this book tour in the spring.
Wow.
So there is a good chance that we're going to have him on the show. Sue, it would be awesome to get him live in studio, and I'm going to certainly try that.
If he's live in studio, I might lose my mind.
I'm telling you, the guy, you know, look, he's a pretty big name, and I'm very respectful. I don't over abuse the privilege, but I get answers back from him right away, which is cool. The other person I heard back from, and I'm really excited about this, and this is a movie that's going to come out in a few weeks I've been talking about called Song Sung Blue. And Fred, you even said you saw something on Fox
today. Yeah, I saw a commercial this morning on
Fox about
it.
What'd you label that? Do you know you labeled
Song,
that?
Song Sung Blue. Oh,
that's what I thought, but how come I can't find it? There it is. It's just the host not reading yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not a songwriter. I'm not a sex symbol. I just want to entertain people.
Bad things happen over and over. I just want to sing and shine.
They had the dream.
You're going to do a Neil Diamond show?
We should call ourselves Lightning and Thunder.
All they needed was each other.
Tell me I'm doing the right thing.
I think you are.
So that's Hugh Jackman there who plays Lightning. And this is not about Neil Diamond. This is about a tribute act from Milwaukee. And I used to interview these guys. I used to interview Lightning on my show when I was at WTMJ. And Greg Kaz, who is a Milwaukee guy who decided, I don't even know if he's a Milwaukee native, but he knew about Lightning and Thunder. And he made a documentary about them called Song Sung Blue. And it came out about 14 years ago. So this movie that's going to come out closer to Christmas with Hugh Jackman is based on that documentary.
Wow.
And the story really is amazing. And I would also say that the story within a story, Sue, is amazing from this perspective. If you go onto Greg's website, and I'll see if I can share that with you right now. It's called Real as Dirt. So it's realasdirt.com. You can actually watch, I think you can watch Song Sung Blue on there. Like the documentary is up there on that site.
And it's Real, R-E-E-L.
Yeah. That's right. It's R-E-E-L, Real as Dirt. You can watch his documentary. But what's even more interesting is, and I just kind of, you know, went across this yesterday, is he kind of tells the story of Song Sung Blue. So if you click on feature films and you click on Song Sung Blue, you'll see the story of how he made this movie. So he starts with an August night in 1977. His mom and dad took him to a Neil Diamond concert, and he started getting into Neil Diamond. And then in the 90s, he was making a movie because, you know, the headquarters of Harley-Davidson is in Milwaukee. He's making a documentary for Harley-Davidson. Or not a documentary. It was more of a sales documentary, if you will, because he was doing things for clients at the time. And they were singing Sweet Caroline to a bunch of leather-clad bikers. Lightning and Thunder were. And he like, wait, what is going on here? This is crazy. So he decides, and he's been working with NFL Films. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He's got a great living, right? But he's like, maybe this, there's something here. There's really something here in a story. And at that time, he's living in Philadelphia with his three kids, and it didn't even seem to make sense to go back and forth from Milwaukee. But Adam Sandler then calls him. This is what's crazy. Adam Sandler calls him, and he wants him to direct Joe Dirt. And he sends him the script. And Greg Kaz, who probably would admit, and he does in the story, says, man, I should have probably not turned down Adam Sandler and Joe Dirt. But he turns down Joe Dirt. And it goes on to gross millions of dollars, right? And Greg goes on. He leaves NFL Films. He's doing a bunch of stuff there. He does some television commercials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then he kind of goes back, and he wants to help Lightning and Thunder because he knows about them. He had developed a relationship with them. And he decides, hey, this is a great documentary. The story here is amazing. But as you go through, Greg's story could almost be a movie in and of itself because the person who was involved as the editor of the film calls him and tells him that he can't be the editor of the film because he didn't like Lightning and he didn't think audiences would either. So he's like, I can't do this. I don't like this project. So it looks like it's dead. And his wife says, well, maybe you should try Craigslist and put an ad out there for an editor. And actually, he finds this kid who's living in Maryland, who's an editor, and takes on the project. So that's one crazy thing that's nuts about that. Well, so then I'll fast forward here, and I can't wait to get Greg on to tell this story in a few weeks. So the movie's made, the documentary's made about Lightning and Thunder, and they're very unique, and Lightning died also like during this process, and it gets very emotional if you watch the documentary. But he's got to get music rights from Neil Diamond, right? And they don't have them. So they're about to premiere the movie at something called Slam Dance, not Sundance. And two nights before the screening, he gets a call, and the lawyers are like, you can't do this, dude. We don't have the rights. We're going to get sued. You're going to lose money. So he realizes that he had contacts from Lightning. Again, Lightning was Neil Diamond. He was the guy who was Neil Diamond. Thunder was his wife, and they were the couple. Mm-hmm. So in Lightning's phone, he's got a contact in there, just says EV in capital letters. EV. It's Eddie Vedder. And Greg Collins has this contact, and he needs someone to get the music rights, right? So he calls Eddie Vedder, and Eddie Vedder calls him back. And Eddie Vedder's honest. He goes, I don't know if I can help you here or not. A couple days later, Neil Diamond calls. Neil Diamond, Greg, I loved your movie. Yes, use my music in the documentary.
What?
So it was so close to dying, right? Now, this is 2011 when the movie came out, and there's more to that story now in how it became, you know, a feature film. But it really, the whole process of his story and how this happened, and this is a very special relationship, Lightning and Thunder. When people see this movie, you really should see the documentary because it's a very, very special movie. I'm pretty sure it was on my top 10 that year when I was a movie critic. But I hope they're able to do this and execute it in a really respectful way to this duo who were amazing. And Hugh Jackman's been in Milwaukee all week. He's been going to places up there doing interviews because he's the star and he plays Lightning. Craig Brewer is the director of the film. I'm also hoping to get Craig on because I've been told that he's doing some interviews. But I'm just so excited because it really is an amazing story. And Greg's story could be a documentary in and of itself. You know, when you see how close things fell apart. You know, Sue, I was talking about this yesterday. I was very close to doing a documentary on Bob Heil, and Bob is best known as the guy who invented the Heil talk box, which is Peter Frampton and all the wah, 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 and John Bon Jovi and all that. And Bob and I became friends, and he greenlit the documentary. I had some investors that were interested. I had a filmmaker. Peter Frampton was in. We couldn't get Joe Walsh. Joe's an odd guy. He wasn't communicating with Bob at the time. And then Bob got sick and the pandemic hit and he passed away a few years ago. It's one of my deep regrets of life that I did not do that documentary on Bob Heil because I would have been, you know, really thrilled to do it. And that's why projects like this really get me excited because I was such a big fan of the documentary. And when people see this story, I think they're going to be blown away. We got Sue's News.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On a Wednesday. All right, a little delayed here, so right to this on a Wednesday.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Hey, I got to go to Norwood Hills Country Club today and have a little lunch. And the golf course, of course, both of them were covered by snow, but it was still pretty. And
it's
I got to go to
a
Christmas market. Yeah, it was really fun. I had never been there before.
But, Alex, you and I played there, didn't we?
Yeah,
that's what I was going to ask. Have you two played there? I thought you had said you had.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
I think Mark's got a few balls.
Yeah, you probably if you search around out there, you're going to find some of my golf balls. Absolutely.
All right. It is National Roof Over Your Head Day, and that just means you're supposed to be thankful for what you have. So it's another day of thanks, and it's National Package Protection Day. Okay, I have been on
your
a package. Kick.
What kind of package are we
a
talking
package.
About here?
Your
that
package.
Sounds personal.
Nope.
Sounds like
the
there
package.
Might be a jockstrap involved.
No, exactly. On your front porch. And I have been on a kick lately, watching all the videos where, you know, it used to be the porch pirates. They would get, you know, there was a guy who did these intricate things that would. You know, they send out bad smells.
Oh, yeah. We would air that audio. That guy, I can't remember his name, but it was brilliant.
Either. It was awesome. And the latest thing is that people will put in paint. So you open it up and like a paint bomb explodes and it covers. But the sad part is it can happen on your porch. But so that's a negative. But some of them get all over the people who steal it or they get it to the car and then it explodes in the car. But now it's difficult to see which one is AI and which isn't because some of these are so brilliant.
That's the problem I'm finding on Instagram these days. And, you know, people will share things. And there was one, for example, that had a baby that was dragged away by a giraffe. And the giraffe had. Well, it was not true. But, I mean, people will think that happened.
Right.
And it was
right.
AI. It was kind of funny. But, you know, you know that people think that stuff is real. And it's becoming increasingly more difficult to determine what is real and what is not.
You're right, because I can't imagine somebody would do. I mean, there was one that they had like a plastic Santa on the front porch. So when the person and a camera, so when the person picked up the package, they hit a button and the Santa sprayed them doubles of red paint.
I love that.
And just got all over. I love these. So now that's all they send me on social media. But I bet half of it isn't real.
Right. But I think a lot of it is on those. Which,
okay,
which
good.
Is entertaining, yeah.
Because I'm comforted by that. I want to set up my own system, but nothing
yes,
has
we
been
all
stolen
do, right?
here.
Yeah.
Ah, just love it. All right. Music-wise, on this day in history, 52 years ago, that makes it 1973, Fred.
Got it.
Ringo Starr released the no longer politically correct sounding song, You Are 16.
Yeah, I don't know. It's such a great song, but it doesn't fit the moment.
Like a dream, beaches and dreams.
Alex, you know this one?
Never heard it.
You never heard this?
Really?
Okay, listen to the hook here.
You're 16, you're beautiful. And you're mine.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, you're going to have to change the lyrics to what? Like you're 22 or something like that.
Right, and there's a video that goes with it with Ringo and a 16-year-old. You just kind of, what? It was his,
Well, different times.
It was different times.
Look, I've mentioned this before. We just had a passing at my deer camp, Kenny Yeager, who is the patriarch of the family. And there were some letters that were opened at some point from, I think it was maybe his dad when he was in World War II. And they started dating like his mom when they were 14. Like the man was older. But these things were not uncommon, is what I'm pointing out, in the past. They weren't deemed, you know, taboo.
Well, I tell you, the video's weird because it's Ringo and a 16-year-old, and it's early video, which is also just makes everything look weird. So if you look it up on YouTube, you'll just go, okay, and you won't make it through the whole thing. I mean, I didn't. But this was his second straight number one single.
Well, Ringo, good for Ringo. Well. Good for Ringo. I told you, I ended up liking Ringo a lot more when I watched that Disney Plus documentary because he was just so funny. He's really? Yeah, he's got a great sense of humor.
I do not have Disney Plus. Okay. And then this, I had forgotten all about this. Well, I guess we were pretty young when it happened. But 46 years ago today, in 1979, 11 people were killed in a crush of fans at Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum,
where the Who
were performing. You remember that?
Oh, absolutely. That was a huge story.
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember.
What happened was, is what we used to be able to do, this is where you have to explain concerts from the past. You used to be able to stage rush. Like, even if you had a reserve seat on the floor, you'd kind of look for that moment. And usually at the end of the show, the ushers or whatever, they'd say, okay, go. Well, in this particular case, I think they had general admission seating or something like that. And there was a mad dash, and it was awful.
11 people. So actually, I mean, woof.
Yeah.
That's woof.
You remember that, Fred, don't you?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
And then this song, which you can probably hear today on KEZK. I can't believe it's 41 years old. It's Wham! In 1984, released last Christmas. And I watched this entire video today.
I mean, it's probably on my least favorite Christmas song list. Yeah, I don't know.
What about it?
So much. It's a fine song, but I've just heard it too much, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, Taylor Swift redid it. Everybody started redoing it, and then it got to be a bit much.
It's kind of a funk. It gives you all the feels of Christmas. Funky, yet nice, easy.
By the way, I like George Michael, and I like Wham. It's nothing against them. It's just I feel like this is one of those songs that, and to its credit, it was very popular. Has, you know, if I'm listening to the All Christmas Station, like you mentioned, KZK, I'd probably press another button.
Seems like
I go back to 97.1 FM Talk when I hear this one.
Seems like if there's a video for this, I would imagine just the sound, it's got to be a fairly sexual video.
Well, it tells you a story, Alex. They go skiing. They go on a Christmas ski trip, and the woman with the frizzy hair that I don't think would be into George Michael is. And they had a fling last year, but this year she's with his friend. Last Christmas he gave her his heart. Yeah. Yes, it's very sad. Now, finally, they're sending out all the lists for the end of the year, and this song by Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars was the top song on YouTube in 2025.
I got something to say about this
song.
Yeah.
This is called Die With a Smile.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how I hit the post there?
You know it.
I didn't even need to know when the lyrics started and the natural instincts kick in. That's how damn good I am, Sue. But I don't even know the song.
Do I
know this song?
I think you know it. It's completely overplayed everywhere.
I don't think I really know.
Really?
It's amazing
I
don't know that song.
I got a lot of opinions about this song. I think
you don't have time, though. Sue's
got to
do a random fact. Hold your opinions. Hold your opinions. Okay. Go ahead. Random fact.
Today's random fact. Chipotle uses 97,000 pounds of avocados per day. And that's it for Sue's news.
All right. Your opinions on that will...
Coming back to
yes.
It.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We are coming. Let's see here. I want to revisit this song. I listen to a lot of popular music, and I'm just telling you guys, this does not, you know, come to my ears right away. So maybe I've heard it. But Alex, what is your opinion of this?
My opinion of this is that they pushed this song so hard and down people's throats this year. This was one of those ones on, like, over on Y98. It was, like, in the rotation of in between every single commercial break type, it felt.
Really?
You know what I mean? It's that one that, like, every radio station that plays what, I guess you would call this, what, top 840 AC?
Yeah, top 40 adult contemporary. I don't know. Sue, what would you say? It fits that, right?
I think it does.
I just think this is the song that, you know, I don't know how it works, but the radio, the companies, or the, what's the word I'm looking for? Like these...
Payola?
Well, yeah, no. Yeah, right.
What you're trying to argue is...
The label, I think the label, like...
Has manipulated the numbers.
Yes, has paid out the whatever for all these stations everywhere to make sure that this song played all the time and got to the spot that it is. I think it's been manipulated. Listen to this song. You can't actually tell me
that
this is a song that people get into the car
and play on repeat.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
I'm with Alex on this one.
You guys, this wasn't the number one song. This was the top song on YouTube.
Yeah, no, I know.
But also,
but people are looking at the video because they're in those old 1970s outfits and you could see Gaga.
I still don't know that I buy it.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
I think that's a fact.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, that seems to make a little
that
bit more sense.
That might be the part that I don't know. But as a song, no thanks. I did pull up my hits, my top songs, though.
So you said that came out today from Spotify?
Yeah, it's a Spotify rap.
Well, they have an Apple Music one, too. If you just go to the home. What do you do?
I use Tidal, TIDAL, but they have something similar. Like, I can go right now on Tidal and I can see my most listened to for every month.
Can you see yours, Fred?
Yeah.
Who do you got? It's top five.
See, it's okay. This is my Spotify.
Mine isn't out yet.
My Spotify top five. And these are personal. So I'm going on a
limb here. Mine is out here. They must do it all the time. I just have one that popped up that I didn't see. Anyway, go ahead.
Number one for me is Morgan Wallen.
Okay. Really?
Number two, Gizmo Varillas.
Okay.
Number three, Royal Otis. Number four, Dope Lemon. Who used to be a different Angus Stone.
Okay.
The
I don't know that one. Fred, you're getting into this music.
And number
here.
Five is Everything But the Girl.
Listen to that. A little 80s
some
retro there,
cuts.
Huh?
Yeah.
So I'm going to save mine because I'm glad you guys brought this up. They must all kind of coordinate it because Tidal has done this. And I'm going to pull some music and we'll do this because this shows you all my favorite songs.
I'm going to do mine.
Year.
Mine, do you have any guesses who's in mine?
Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims is in there.
Yeah.
Number one might surprise you. Justin Bieber.
I like the Biebs.
Had a couple new albums this year. Number two won't come as a surprise to you. Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran
song?
A good one for me. My top song of the year him was Azizam.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah. Jonas Brothers, number three. Love the Jonas Brothers.
You know what? That's in my top 20 here. I'm looking at Love You to Heaven.
Oh, great song.
It's in my top 20. I'm looking at it right
Waffle
now.
Waffle House was a good one. That might have been last year.
That was
year.
A few years ago.
Teddy Swims, number four for me. And in, surprisingly, the short half of the back year, the back half of the year here, Olivia Dean.
Olivia Dean is good.
She's good.
I was listening to her before you mentioned her. She does a song with Sam Fender, who's one of my favorites, and is on my top too.
She's really good. She made her way up to the second most song played this year for me with Man I Need.
You don't know her, Fred, dude.
No,
you know
I
her?
Don't.
So, do you know Olivia Dean?
She's
blown
great.
Up. She's. I bet in a year everyone's going to know her name.
Oh,
don't you
yeah.
think?
Yeah. Do you remember how fast like Olivia Rodrigo
yes.
popped?
Yes.
I think she's
got that potential.
Multiplied that.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what's interesting about Olivia Rodrigo, and she was never anyone that I was super impressed with at first. And then I saw her on an award show and I'm like, okay, she's got chops and she could perform. But and I don't know if this is true, Sue, with other little girls, but she has taken over from Tay-Tay, for sure, with my daughter.
Oh, interesting.
And even with the new album out, there's still, like, Alexa's listening to the new Taylor, but she loves, you know.
Yeah, because I think Taylor's trying to get away from having the super, like, of course she has her young fans, but, like, I think that the problem some of these artists get into is that their concerts, they are super, super young girls that are fans like children, and they don't feel like they can perform the songs that, like, you know, are a little explicit at times.
Well,
like a Sabrina Carpenter. She's trying to go, like, more sexy with her music so that she doesn't have her... It's the Disney Channel effect,
right,
I think is what they call it or something, right?
I want to look at these, because I'm sure Ethan has some songs also, but let's do this sometime when we can actually play the music, because I think that would be a little more interesting. So... hold on to those thoughts. Let me do something else here. I asked Alex if you'd ever seen... So you've watched Mad Men, haven't you?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I've seen pieces, but I have not watched
Are
the
you
series.
Kidding me?
No. Nope,
Fred.
I did.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Look, I say this. There's three shows that I've watched completely in their entirety two times. And Mad Men is one of them. Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul are the others. And I was telling Alex, because you said you've never seen Mad Men either.
Yeah, I have not.
It is brilliant, brilliant television. Obviously, it is what vaulted, you know, our own John Hamm here into superstardom. And one of the reasons is because he's got a character in that show that is unbelievable. But listen to this. So, Sue, that was a Netflix show originally, remember? You know,
what?
It was a Netflix original. Yeah. Mad Men was a Netflix
really?
Original.
Seriously? Because I would have
no
seen that.
No way, dude.
I think it was.
I think it was on HBO.
Oh, AMC. No, you're right.
Yeah.
It was on AMC.
Okay.
But then it went to Netflix. Okay, my mistake.
Okay.
AMC show. Right, thank you. But then it goes to Netflix. All right. Well, now it's on HBO Max. So listen to what happened over the weekend. And I'm sorry, you're right. It was like an AMC because it was a weekly show that came out. And then eventually you could stream it. And that's where I watched it again. So The Hollywood Reporter says this. If you wanted to see Mad Men truly like never before, you had your chance on HBO Max. The 4K stream of the classic series came to HBO Max on Monday, December 1st, but the big acquisition did not go exactly as planned. For starters, the Mad Men episodes in 4K were listed out of order and mislabeled, which likely made series creator Matthew Weiner an absolute madman. But that's nothing. This is my favorite part. Listen to this.
I saw that.
That's nothing compared to an actual edit oopsie in the seventh episode. This episode is called Red in the Face. And it was, I guess, where Roger Sterling, John Slattery, brilliant character, is drunk and he vomits up oysters in the office in front of clients. I do remember this scene. Now, they fixed this, so you can't see it right now. But when they first released the 4K stream on HBO the other night, you could see a Mad Men crew member very visibly operating a barf hose behind John Slattery in full view of the camera. And then there was a second staffer in frame supporting the puke hose tech. That guy would have been a great friend in college, says the person who wrote this for The Hollywood Reporter. So what happened? Because how does that happen, right? Lionsgate apparently delivered the wrong 4K file to HBO Max. The non-4K files were fine as delivered, but apparently whatever happened with the transfer somehow doesn't have the post-production edits added in the way you would see them ordinarily, so that's why you saw that. Now, I don't know how many people actually saw this, and I haven't seen. There's got to be some stuff out there on social media, but how funny is that?
It's... oh.
It's frightening if you're someone involved
in it. Yeah, I know.
Right?
You're watching this and, yeah. Okay, so I think I lied about all this because what it says here is Mad Men has been streaming on AMC Plus since 2020. But I think it was on Netflix before that because I remember watching on Netflix. But you can still see the non-4K version there on AMC Plus as well. But now it's on HBO Max. And for those of you who have never seen Mad Men, you have to watch
it's
it.
On my
it
list.
Really is one of the most brilliant television shows. And Sue, I think you have appreciation for minutia. When you look at the sets. This is a show that's set in the 1960s at a big advertising agency in New York, right?
Right.
And the way that they capture the 1960s, when we were all little kids, with the smoking and the drinking and the martinis.
The dressing.
And the
dresses.
The dressing.
The hats.
Right.
Everybody wore a hat.
Everybody wore a hat. And it was, it's just such a great show. And it leaves you, I mean, really, it is a brilliantly written, brilliantly produced show, brilliantly acted. Everyone just knocks it out of the park. It's just one of those shows that has everything going for it. And that's why I would highly recommend it. So I'm shocked that you guys haven't seen it.
I gotta watch it. It's on my list.
It's on HBO Max right now. Okay, I got a baseball story I want to share here with the crew. But I also want to talk about what's coming up after the top of the hour. We're going to visit with Batya Unger-Sargon, one of my favorite reformed liberals. She has her own show on News Nation these days, and she's going to join us to talk about politics after the top of the hour.
And we're giving away Styx tickets next hour.
Thank you, Ethan, for reminding me. Couple of baseball notes before I get to this story that was in The Athletic. Katie Wu announced today that she's leaving The Athletic. She was the Cardinals correspondent for 5 years. She did, I don't know her. I think you do a little bit, Ethan. She did great work. I was a fan of her work. And I think it's a big loss for St. Louis because, in my mind, the only person left out there that's doing really, really good Cardinals journalism is Derek Gould at the Post-Dispatch. I have no time for anyone else over there, but I would say Derek Gould and Bernie, you know, for sure. But Katie's a big loss. She's going to LA, right?
It's always the Dodgers that snags. They just they get the best reporters, the best players. No, I mean, I consider Katie Wu a friend. 2 years of being working out at the ballpark every day, you spend a lot of time with these people, and she always treated me very well as I, you know, continue to pursue a career in this business. And yeah, she's excellent writer, excellent
podcaster. Not surprising that she's taking a step to a market that size, because she's extremely
talented.
She's
also from California.
Right. It's back in her home state. So this was a story, though, that was in The Athletic today by Jason Stark. The gapper is dead. Who killed the double and the triple, and what can MLB do about it? Now listen to the way they set this up, because this is fascinating. He says, here at Imaginary Rule Change Theater, boy, Fred, we got to get Joe Arnold in on this one, right?
Yeah.
We're going to transport you to a big league ballpark in 2030, where Julio Rodriguez has just jogged out to center field on opening day in Seattle. And what does he find? It's that fabled line he cannot cross, literally. Mowed into the grass is a dark green, cross-cut, curved line that runs across the entire length of the outfield at T-Mobile Park, positioned about 10 feet shallower than where the average outfielder plays now. Let's call this... this is how we're saving doubles and triples line. You know what you're thinking, or we know what you're thinking. The what? But rest assured, this is a this is going to blow your mind. This is a line that has actually been discussed and debated within the inner sanctum of Major League Baseball. In fact, Jason Stark says it was even drawn on real outfield and studied once in an extended spring training. Now, the reason is this, and I didn't really, Ethan, you're a stats guy. You know a lot about this. Alex, you played, you know, collegiate baseball at Indiana. They say the double is dying and the triple is practically dead. The old-fashioned gapper is now an endangered species, and the only way to save it is to regulate where the outfielders can stand. I'm just stunned by that.
So it's like creating a no shift in the outfield.
Yes, essentially it would be. Because they say, and Jason says, we're approaching the point where the league could have no choice, just as it concluded it had no choice but to tell infielders, Fred, where to stand, and that's why it banned the shift 3 years ago. So the rate of doubles per game, 1.59, fell this year to its lowest level in more than three decades since 1992. The rate of triples per game plunged to a level that tied the lowest in history. And what he says is it means we've made nearly 1,500 doubles disappear since 2007. We've made 300 triples disappear since 2015. So they go through the numbers, et cetera, and, you know, they break it down. Now, I'm not sure why this is happening. And you were all baseball fans here, and Sue, you're baseball. Has anyone ever heard this before? Have you looked at the numbers of doubles and triples? And
well, it's not much of a surprise. What has gone up simultaneously with these numbers going down are home runs and strikeouts. Mm-hmm. It's become more of a 2-3 outcome game, if you want to include walks, in the last handful of years than it ever has been. And you know, Major League Baseball has tried to do some things to fix this the last couple of years. You know, they banned the sticky stuff, which puts it back in the play for batters. They did the shift band on the infield. And here's the thing: you want to know why this is happening, Mark?
Well, I want your answer, but I think Jason's answer is interesting here as well.
So, well, I mean, like, it's exactly what he talked about. And you hear Ali Marmol talk about this, and you see it on TV if
you watch. The analytics, the information.
If you watch enough, these guys keep cards in their back pockets. And in between every single batter, you will see them pull them out of their back pocket, right. And they look. And those cards tell them, for every single player out on the field, where they need to stand. But it's not just one card that you get for every single batter. It is a card for also depending on who is pitching in the game as well.
Right.
So every time that a new pitcher comes in, guess what? New card as well for the entire lineup. The amount of research, the analytics,
the stats,
the data that they are able to find on where these guys are hitting the ball, how hard they are hitting it, and where they're hitting
They
are able to have a better beat than ever on where to field it.
So this is what Jason Stark says, and they do this with video. If you go to The Athletic, you have to pay. That's an added subscription for the New York Times, but they do this with video with Freddie Freeman. So they have a laser that Freddie Freeman smokes to center field at the warning track, 103.2 off the bat in 2016. It was a double. Now, a very similar rocket to center field warning track he hit this past season at 103.1. This one, an out. The official takeaway is the positioning and the athleticism of the center fielder, Angel Martinez. Is it Angel? Angel Martinez, probably. The second video was not an accident, because what happens is, to Ethan's point, you have all this information, and they know where on every hitter where they need to play on each play. And the infielders have the same thing. Obviously, this has been something that's been true with baseball for a long time. But the analytics and the information has gotten so good, that's why we're seeing these reduced numbers. I think it's fascinating. I don't think it's good for the game, but it's fascinating.
Yeah, no, I just, the only thing I was going to say was, I think that's why when, like, you know, you hear coaches or you hear people saying, like, just play small ball, just, like, get base hits. It's because, like, Ethan said, I feel like base hits, doubles, like, yeah, they're harder to come by these days, so if you're a team that's able to do that, you're going to win games rather than relying on your home runs or your pitchers striking out people every game, because it's a totally different game than it used to be. And I think if the players out there take it back to how the game used to be in playing that small ball action, I think that's where you're going to – that's where you have those teams that, like, set themselves apart. Like, teams – I bet if you look – the Dodgers, who just won the World Series? The Dodgers?
Yeah.
I like to try to forget about that. I bet the Dodgers probably were a team that had more doubles than, yes, it sounds maybe obvious because they won the World Series, but, like, I think collectively, if you look at it, they probably also played the most small ball with having those doubles and making sure that they're getting those hits. I think that's on the hitting side. I think this whole conversation about this, it's very, I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, because as a fan, you're going to get into really, really unusual territory. It's one thing taking the shift away from the infield, but drawing some sort of line in the outfield, that is a that's a big step. So I just thought that was interesting. And again, I don't think that Jason Stark is predicting this is happening anytime soon. But look, if they're drawing lines in minor league games and they're studying some of this, they know that fans want to see more hits and more runs scored, and there's fewer runs. We know that younger people aren't into baseball as we are, so there's some challenges there for the game. Alex, great to see you. Have fun at that movie screen.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.